I'd like to call this meeting to order. Mr. Sick Puppy, if you may, please read the minutes from our last meeting. Sick Puppy. We can't have a goddamn meeting if we don't have any goddamn minutes. You know what? I'm sick and tired of this shit. Every goddamn time I want to have a meeting, this motherfucker disappears. What the fuck am I supposed to do now? Great, you know what? I'm going to go home, I'm going to open up a beer, and I'm going to go beat the shit out of somebody. Probably my neighbor. Is that motherfucker only one leg? Yeah, he keeps coming over. You know what? Fuck you people. I'm going home. I need a beer. Sick Puppy's right past that. I'm going to the bar. Fuck all y'all.
Hey, Spoon. Sorry I'm late, man.
Dude, where the hell were you at? The guy running the meeting was pissed.
I was in the beer cellar, dude. I'm sorry.
There were some guy, I don't know where the hell he was coming from, but he was talking about, like, contract negotiations and shit like that. Did you sign up for something?
No, I quit my AA meetings years ago.
The bald guy that came up to us at the six-pack shop, did you sign something that he had?
Not that I can remember.
I don't know, but there was some big meeting that everyone was there, and, you know, producers and all that other shit, some of our media people, and, yeah, where the fuck were you?
Did it have something to do with our BeerCast promo that we all put on Google Video?
Oh, under the Beer Safari. I don't know. He didn't get to do anything because of the meeting minutes. You were supposed to read the meeting minutes this time.
I don't have any meeting minutes.
Well, then we're really fucked for the next one. I don't know, but you better come up with a good excuse.
I don't remember the meetings. I'm drunk. Always.
And you're the one taking the minutes. Oh, that's beautiful. We're fucked.
Whatever.
We'll have to wait to see if we get any voicemail messages or anything, hopefully. All right.
Screw them, man. You want to start a little Labor Day show? Because it's
Labor Day.
The day before Labor Day.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, let's do it, man. I want to drink some more beers.
All right, let's go to my place. We'll have barbecue.
Sounds good to me.
Rock on!
Little barbecue chicken.
Chipping the SIDT mobile.
Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Man, that was a short trip.
Everybody, it's barbecue time. You are listening to shouldidrinkthat.com's Labor Day extravaganza.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
Oh, and this is going to be a fun one.
Yeah, this is Sick Puppy.
This is Father Spoon, and we are hanging out at the newly kind of sort of constructed Studio B, which would be my garage. Yeah.
SIDT secondary location.
We're rocking tonight. We got the grill out. We're doing some barbecue chicken, a homemade barbecue sauce with beer. And we have some garlic-type bread stuff that my wife threw together. And, yeah, we're going to be rocking the barbecue, rocking the queue, and drinking some beers.
Hell, yeah. All right, I'm going to crack open this first beer. It's not Labor Day related, but this was a gift from our friends at our local six-pack shop. You've heard us talk about before, Three Sons Dogs and Suds in Wexford.
Free beer is always good beer.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Until we drink it, then we gotta see.
Yeah, this might suck, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
I'm gonna go ahead and pour a glass. All right, Spoon. I'm gonna give this a shot.
Let's give this a shot. I've been very thirsty, and the barbecue smells good.
Beer doesn't smell good.
Mm-mm. Oh.
Oh wow, dude. That is the Yingling of Colorado.
Oh, I don't even know if I can give it that. Ugh. This is disgusting.
Yeah, it's kind of got a sour taste to it. I don't know, man. You got any history on this film?
Well, I do have the commercial description for it.
That'll work.
Yeah, it's because we don't have much else for it, and we're going to stick with this.
This is a quick...
This is going to be a quick one because yeah. Father Spoon doesn't like this. I don't think Sick Puppy does either.
Looks like we'll be chugging this one, Spoon.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely chugging this.
Oh, shucks.
Darn. Well, it is 5.3%. So it doesn't have much kick. It's,
nah.
It's, you know, it is like Yingling. So
yeah, it actually tastes somewhat like Yingling. It's surprising.
Okay, so the commercial description for this is, like the ageless delight of pedaling a bicycle, Fat Tire Amber Ale... appeal. Apparently it has appeal.
Isn't it? Not with Sick Puppy.
It's in its feet of balance, toasty malt flavors, and this is what I've been waiting to read to you. Sort of like biscuits just pulled from the oven, coasting in equilibrium with crisp hoppiness.
What the fuck?
Someone in marketing apparently
likes biscuits?
Went to the buzzword section of their Wikipedia for, hey, what's going to be the cool thing that kids are saying today? They probably got it from MySpace.
That's
the
a pretty
bastards there.
Pretty fruity description, if you ask me. Not a very manly description of a beer.
No, in fact, it's pretty shitty.
Yeah, I'm not liking this. I'm glad we only got one bottle, actually.
Yeah, so, give me one more. I have to take at least one more. It smells like a...
Fuck you, man. Beer. I'm chugging this.
I want to give it the benefit of the doubt. Hold on.
Give it a second shot. I'm down in mine. All right.
Tastes like bad malt.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is one that we chalk up to, even if it's crap. We drink it so you don't have to. And this
we define this bottle of Fat Tire anyway as crap, or as I like to say, panther piss.
And apparently, because of the taxation issues with the state of Pennsylvania, that is the reason why this is not available in this fine state.
Thank you, PA.
This fine Commonwealth.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah, we actually might want to think of this. People are always bragging about this beer and like, hey man, this is a really great beer. You guys have to get your hands on something.
It's just a beer.
It's a fucking beer.
There's nothing special about it that I can taste.
I think I've already hit my 10 max for how many times I can drop the F-bomb.
Yeah, no doubt. Who gives a fuck? It's a holiday.
That's right, and we have barbecue chicken.
It smells delish.
The nice thing with the barbecue chicken is made that earlier this afternoon, actually, and it does have beer in it. The recipe will be posted online, but unfortunately I didn't take any pictures of myself making it and while it was cooking and everything else because, well, I didn't really think I was going to be doing a podcast today. We will be having some very fine, fine alcoholic beverages today.
And forgive this thump.
Oh, there's a thump because it's a big thump.
We have a very large beer.
Very large is the best way to put it. Oh, I got to finish chugging my my Fat Tire.
Yeah, get rid of that thing, man. And I'll talk about the big fat bottle we have here.
The big fat. Yeah, the big fat bottle. I was going to say the big fat head, but there is no FCC regulation, so I can say big fat head.
Big fat fucking head.
All right, I got to chug this. Go ahead.
All right. What we got here is a big, gigantic growler from Rogue Brewery. 64 fluid ounces of Rogue American Amber Ale. We're kind of doing American style or themed beers on this one for the Labor Day holiday. Some of them don't have anything to do with Labor Day, but they're very festive.
It's an American type bottle. It's
yes.
Got, you know, the stars and stripes on it.
It's got a working man with a beer on the front with a big flag. And I'm going to open this damn thing.
While he's opening this.
We got a half gallon of beer to finish on this one, yeah, brother.
While he's opening this one, I'm going to kind of give our listeners out there a little brief history of Labor Day. Because I realize not everyone's American listens to this. We found out some people from Romania were tuning in. And there's a lot of places, especially those guys out in Sweden that I was talking to.
SIDT is now global. Tell the peeps some info about Labor Day if they don't know. And I'll go ahead and pour myself some Rogue American Amber Ale.
Use both hands, and don't forget to pour me some, too, while you're at it.
Yeah, right.
Well,
this half gallon is mine. Yeah,
we realize that not everyone is from the United States that listens to this podcast.
Which is really weird.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what you other cultures are thinking. We got some neighbors to the north are tuning in. We got people from, like, Romania I saw on our hits list, which is pretty cool. And my buddy's over in Sweden. I'm hoping that bartender Dan, the barman.
Dan, how you doing?
I hope he's listening. So just so you guys know, you know, for quick history here while Sick Puppy pours me a beer, Labor Day is the United States federal holiday that takes place the first Monday of September. In 2006, which is this year, it's going to be celebrated tomorrow or September 4th. Putting a timestamp to our show, which isn't usually good, but you know that we're legit.
Fucking whatever.
The origins of American Labor Day can be tracked all the way back to the Knights of Labor in the United States, and a parade was organized by them on September 5th of 1882 in New York City. They were inspired by our annual labor parade, annual labor parade, held up in Toronto, Canada. In 1884, another parade was held, and the Knights passed a resolution to make it this annual event. Many other labor organizations, notably affiliates of the International Workmen's Association, favored a May 1st day. With the event of Chicago's Haymarket riots, because there's always riots in Chicago, apparently. That's the only time I ever hear about them. In early of May of 1886, President Grover Cleveland, no relation to the city, though he might have passed by there a couple times, don't know, believed that a May 1st holiday would become an opportunity to commemorate the riots. Yeah, let's commemorate a frickin' riot.
I'm all for that, dude. Come on now.
Thus fearing that it might strengthen the socialist movement, he quickly moved in 1887 to support the position of the Kings of Labor and their date for Labor Day. A little last part here to wrap it up. Labor Day has been celebrated on the first Monday of September in the United States since the 1880s. September date has remained unchanged, even though the government was encouraged to adopt May 1st as Labor Day. Everyone gave him the middle finger and said, kiss my ass. The date celebrated by the majority of the world, moving the holiday, in addition to breaking with tradition, could have been viewed as aligned with the U.S. labor movements with internationalist sympathies. Here comes the plane.
We're going to get bombed.
This is
fucking more ways than one.
This is great. That's Labor Day in a nutshell.
Yeah, there's your history lesson. Fuck it, let's move on.
It's usually a tradition to drink a lot of beer or your mixed
drinks. Yeah, it's a big, at least in the United States, you know, you got the picnics going on and everything.
Got picnics going on, we got barbecues going on, we got a lot of beer drinking, so it's the perfect time of year for us.
Yeah, we're going to be wrecked after drinking this bomber, this growler.
It's twice, well, let's see, what's the, your bomber's for 22, this is 64.
64.
It's a hell of a lot more love.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm surprised you can even pick this thing up. I think it's pretty heavy.
This is an American Amber Ale. It's been a Rogue product since 1989. And this ale is tawny amber in color with a coffee aroma and a light head. Delicate flavor with a roasted malt accent and a generous use of hops and a smooth finish. This growler actually comes with the oxygen-fixing cap to keep it fresh.
Is that what that thing is?
No additives or preservatives, so...
It's a good diet beer.
Yeah. It's a good healthy beer. All right, so I'm going to give this a shot.
How's it taste?
That's mighty malty. That's good shit.
It's got a nice color to it.
Yeah, it's good.
Although we got the nice green hue here from the neon lights inside.
Yeah. We're glowing green in the Studio B. Yeah, it's got a nice dark amber color to it. Just like they say. It's got a malty flavor to it. A little bit of hops.
You're more
there.
Familiar with the rest of the Rogue beers than I am. How does this rank with some of the other ones you've had?
I don't know. I mean, they have a ton of different styles, so I can't really compare one to the other. But I generally like everything from Rogue. I haven't had one bad yet. Maybe that Chipotle.
Besides that dead guy.
That one dead guy we had was pretty bad. But we made up for that with the bottle number two.
All right, I'm going to take my first sip here of the Rogue.
Yeah, give it a shot, man. I think you'll like it.
I'm still not sold on this.
No, I like it. It's like I said, it's pretty heavy on the malt. Maybe that's what you're not digging.
I'm not a big fan of the malts.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about this beer. Maybe it's...
You don't like the heavy malt in it?
It could be the heavy malt. I'm getting a little bit of hint of coffee to it. I'm not a coffee person.
Yeah, there is a hint of coffee to it.
In fact, I hate coffee.
I'm really liking the coffee.
Yeah, it's not my thing. I'm not digging the coffee to it, like coffee or a little aroma or whatever the hell it is. I'm not liking it. It's decent beer, but I'm not going to buy another one of these things. I might buy
I mean, this is cool to try, but I don't think I'd buy this on a regular basis anyway. Maybe not the big growler. Almost a bottle of it.
Almost has a little bit of a watery taste to it, too. Just doesn't seem like there's much body to it.
I got screaming malt and some hops, a little bit of hops, but the malt kind of takes over.
See, I'm not getting any of that.
It's very heavy.
Which is
I'm actually glad I like this because this would be really hard to chug.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's the other nice thing with having a beer review with two people is you get two different opinions on what we think, what we like, what we don't like. I'm usually a big hop person, but this one...
We actually do disagree sometimes.
This has been a product of the Rogue Brewery since 1989, so it's been around for a while.
Yeah, it's a decent beer. I like it, but again, you know, to each his own, right, Spoon?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I'm starting to get more of the malts now that you were talking about
with
the whole thing.
Yeah, you recognize the malts?
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not really tasting much of anything. It's just cold on my
I dig
throat.
It. I dig it. Like I said, I'm not a...
I'm giving this thing a thumbs down.
Man, we both have to disagree for you to chug that, huh?
Yeah, I'm not chugging it. It's too cold for me to chug. Fuck that. Fuck that shit.
Now that we've been talking about chugging, I feel like chugging. You know?
It's starting to grow on me a little bit, but...
I'm actually going to see if I can chug this spoon.
Let's see you try this. He's got about 3/4 of a pint to go. I want to see if you can chug this. This
is a big
fat
growl. We got a lot of beer to finish in, you know, an hour-ish podcast.
Yeah,
so
we're going
to
chop the shit out of this. Go ahead.
I'm going to chug it.
Shut up. Drink. Look at him go. Ooh, holy shit. He is chugging this thing. And it's going down like a champ. He's not spilling or anything. He just chugged it. God damn. That's impressive.
Wow, the aftertaste is nuts, man.
I can imagine. What's it like?
All right, so after a few interruptions, we're...
I had to go to the grill and
we took a little pause there. We're back.
Work on the chicken and get some of the bread going that we have here.
We're actually on the last two full glasses of the Rogue American Amber Ale.
The more you drink, the easier they go down, I'm finding.
I don't know. I just chugged this, man.
That was a pretty impressive chug. You are the master of the power chug.
I am.
Which, if you check out our video from... the beer safari that we threw together, yeah, you can see he's a masterful chugger.
I'd be a chugger.
You're a chugger. You're a chugger.
You know what, Spoon? I think part of me liking to chug, especially during these shows, is wanting to get to the next goddamn beer.
That's true.
So and I might chug a second one.
It sucks when we get to the second beer because it's like, goddamn, this one sucked too. I got to chug another beer. It's a third beer. And if that one sucks, then, you know, you got a whole little thing going on.
But I like this beer. I'm just... Hurrying it up a little bit. Speeding up the process,
I'm going to work on mine a little bit.
Ready?
Here we go. Are we going to chug this?
I'm chugging mine. How about you, Spoon? Come on. Cowboy up, man.
I don't want to do it.
That was the gayest thing I think I've ever said.
Cowboy up.
Cowboy up.
Why don't you Brokeback Mountain this beer right now?
Yeah, exactly. I'm such all right, a
what the
putz.
Hell? Uh-oh.
Cheers, Spoon.
Rule number one to purging, chugging beer, fucking purge. Otherwise, it's going to hurt like a motherfucker. That means you all the
clean
beer
the,
out of you.
Clean the pipes out. Ready, right. man? Cheers.
Let's do this. Oh, my God. It went up my nose.
Oh,
dear sweet.
That is
Jesus.
A rough chug, man. I'll give you that, Spoon. I'll give you some credit there. That's a rough chug.
I think I'm crying. Oh, my God.
I'm never doing that twice in a row.
Ooh. Anybody up for a chugging competition against Sick Puppy, you're more than welcome to. You're going to lose your ass, so I suggest you bet heavily.
Wow. It's almost like I took like a half a pound of them chocolate-covered malt balls. And
malt balls?
Malt balls. Chocolate salty balls. And
so what we have here is a little... fan interaction with shouldidrinkthat.com. What we're going to do is we're going to open the polls back up, and you guys are going to be able to vote on who gets to drink
the fruity piss.
That's the best way to put it, the fruity piss. The how do you say
framboise lambic?
Yes, we're not politically correct, so we're not going to say it correct.
Belgian Kool-Aid.
That's the best way to put it.
Belgian wine cooler, I think.
I had a leftover from my 80 passport, 80 beer passport.
Yeah, 80 beers from around the world from Three Sons, Dogs, and Suds.
Yeah, which I had to buy this in order to finish it, and it was painful.
I hate it.
It's been sitting in my fridge for a while, so what we're going to do is you get to vote, and we're going to shoot a video. You're going to either pick myself, Father Spoon.
Or Sick Puppy.
And one of the two of us is going to chug it.
Fuck you, dude. You know where this is going.
I know. It's going right to you.
Son of a bitch.
You pussies don't have any balls to pick me. That's right.
Because I'm
a world of pain.
Pick the Father Spoon, man.
And you know what? I can check IP addresses and shit like that. So don't try, you know, stuff in the ballot box by clearing out your cash and your cookies and shit. Because that ain't going to happen. I know better. I run the damn site. I see all this shit.
Yeah, so the bottom line for this one, we're trying to get rid of that lambic, and one of us is going to chug the damn thing.
Yep, and we already both know that we don't like it, so the rule is if we don't like it, we chug it. So
it's a big, fat bottle, too. It's not your normal 12-ounce. It's not quite a bomber, either. It's kind of in between,
bottle.
Yeah.
It's a very ugly bottle. And
a foil-wrapped piece of shit.
It's screaming pussy, so.
Fuck, it's horrible. You know, with all your beer snobs out there, I'm trying to claim to be one, but, you know, everybody's got to have their breaking point, and mine's the lambic and the barley wines.
Oh, dear God.
Jesus. If you say you like everything, you're full of shit. I don't care.
You can't like everything.
Yeah. You may respect everything, which I do. I respect all the recipes and how it's made and the ingredients in them, you know, as a beer geek. But it's a good recipe that tastes like ass.
Tastes like ass is the best way to put it. Tastes like a fruity ass.
Fruity fucking ass.
If you're into drinking fruity ass, I suggest that you get the lambic.
Fruity ass.
Fruity ass is the best way to go.
So the bottom line here is vote for Spoon to chug the lambic.
Because we are a democracy here. Even though some of your countries are not democracies, we are here in the States. In the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
You know, bottom line is either I drink it or Spoon chugs it. You know, it's gone after that, so I'll be happy either way.
Or we could have a third option.
Which is?
Mail it to somebody. And make them drink it. Although, I don't know if anybody would honor it.
Yeah, I don't trust anybody.
That's true.
Yeah.
Screw it. We'll stick with the two options. We'll have it as myself and Sick Puppy.
Yeah. So, vote for Spoon on this one, you fucks.
Vote for Sick Puppy. He likes to drink really bad beer very fast.
Oh, dude.
Oh, Nelly, we got a nice one coming up next, along with our lines of American fine beers.
Yeah, back to the whole Labor Day theme now that we've been babbling forever.
I love Labor Day.
Again, these have nothing to do with an actual Labor Day, but they're all American-themed beers, and, you know, got the stars and stripes and whatnot all over the labels, and they're pimping the whole, American theme. And so that comes down to our next beer, which is Stout's American Pale Ale.
You know what I feel like whenever I see you chugging these?
See me chugging these?
I see you chugging these beers.
What?
And
remind you of an idiot?
It's American beer right now. No, it reminds me of that training scene from Rocky IV. He's going up against the Russian, and there's that theme music playing in the background. An old American hero.
Wow. And you're like, we have to incorporate that.
Rocky goes up to the top of that mountain. He's like, Arr! It's like, holy shit. I need to get a hold of
Adrian.
I need to get a hold of that music somehow.
Jesus.
Oh, it's a fucking. I think the Family Guy did something with that too. Which,
all right, Spoon. I'm starting to feel a little good now after that growler of the rogue. So. Well, the rest of this podcast should be interesting.
This is where we get to kicking up a notch because we're
like getting drunk and stuff.
Well, we're trying to. It is day before Labor Day, so we do have tomorrow off. So this,
thank God,
the Stout's American Pale Ale is it's 5%,
and it's not stout like the style. Spell it for him, Spoon. Spell it for the idiots.
S T O U D T-S.
Stout. Dude,
there's DTS in this. Nice.
Wow.
I got the shakes. So the description of this is it's a uniquely American beer which offers a crisp medium body with a light amber color. It is assertively hopped with Pacific Northwest Cascades.
And this is a Pennsylvania beer.
For a firm bitterness and delightful floral aroma. Oh, good. It says it's
floral.
We're going to have to try out this aroma.
Mine's poured, whoa, bitch. Step it up.
Looks pretty cool.
It's actually pretty cloudy, dude. It's American Pale Ale, which is a variation of the IPA. American version of that, I guess.
Oh, this smells like ass.
It smells bad.
Wow.
Yeah. It smells rank.
What floral aroma is this? Smells like my garbage I threw up before you got here. Before we got home. Holy shit.
Floral my ass.
Oh.
It smells like piss, dude.
We're going to have three bad beers in a row. We haven't had this ever happen.
Well, I like the Rogue, you fuck.
Oh, I don't. I don't know.
The Fat Tires suck, but I like the Rogue.
You know what it smells like? Soggy lettuce. It smells like fucking soggy lettuce.
Smells like celery.
It tastes like celery, dude.
you know, fucking punch
yourself. I'm going to fucking punch you right in the throat.
Right in the throat, baby.
Asshole.
You know, I'm fucking...
Okay, I gotta.
I'm done smelling this piss. That's right. Oh, that's a pail, all right.
I don't like this.
Yeah, I mean, it is a pale ale, so it's kind of true to the style, I think. But damn, the aftertaste of this Stout's American Pale Ale is just wrong.
Oh.
Oh man.
Oh, you know what?
I don't like it smelling. What do you think?
Oh, I know what this is.
You want sewage?
No. I think I know what to wait.
He's tasting and smelling once again.
This is the grapefruit beer.
Now that you say that,
remember we had
now
a,
I can
we had a sample or something this once before. Oh. This is the grapefruit beer. Oh dear Lord!
I even hate grapefruit.
I know. That's why it took me a little bit. I'm serious.
Yeah. Now that you say that, I don't know if you influenced my opinion, but damn.
Oh, it's totally.
I got it now.
Dear Lord.
But once again, you fucks, true to our word. We hate this beer, so we're chugging it.
I guess we have to, don't we?
This is a multiple chugging evening. Holy Christ.
We could be in for some trouble here soon. Oh, dear Lord. Yes, we're going to be in trouble.
My Christ on a stick. All right.
Well, they nailed him in one.
Usually that comes from Sick Puppy's mouth, not Father Spoon's.
That's a good
what
point.
What the hell, you heathen fucking priest?
You know what? I have nothing to say.
Yeah, shut the hell up.
I'm going to drink my beer.
No, we're not drinking. We're chugging it.
I will be chugging my beer. Why did we come up with that rule?
Even the nose, chugging that? Oh, it smells bad as it's going down. Oh.
Why did we come up with that stupid fucking rule?
Well, it was always cool before, but we've never had a podcast where we chug fucking two or three beers in a row. Oh man.
God, something
that might taint every fucking review for the next two episodes. Oh, that's piss.
I'm starting to feel some burning inside.
Stout's American Pale is a downer.
I'm feeling burning. It tastes like... No, it doesn't taste
like burning. It tastes like burning.
It does not taste like burning anymore.
Oh, that's so bad.
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck. Live through us. Never chug a Stout's American Pale Ale. Trust us.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh. Oh, it even sucks coming back up. In a burping sort of way.
What do we have coming up next year?
I got all the beers right next to me, so I'm like spitting them out quick. Next we have... Fuck that Stouts, dude. Well, I'm moving on. Next we have a Southern Tier Brewing Company's Finn and Matt's Extraordinary Ale. Again, style has nothing to do with Labor Day, but they have a very patriotic label. Two schmucks in hats and some red, white, and blue.
Two schmucks and hats. That's a nice one.
It's out of Lakewood, New York. I like the beers I've tried from them so far, so hopefully this goes well. I doubt it.
Well, it doesn't look like it's too bad. It's definitely very festive here with the red, white, and blue. So I haven't had too many beers from the Southern Tier at the was that the All-American Beer Festival that we were at? The one that was down by the Priory.
Yes.
During All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, they were there, weren't they?
Yeah, they were there. I had one of their IPAs there, which I thought was very delicious. Was it the Unearthly? Or Unearthly? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I don't like.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I really like that one.
I got halfway through the bottle. It was all right. And then the second half just kind of sucked.
It only comes in a big bomber bottle, so I got tired of it halfway through.
As most people know, I'm a big fan of IPA, so that's probably why I really like that one.
And as most of you know, he's a douchebag.
Not a douchebag. It's douchashi.
Wow.
I'm a douchashi bag.
I still got some fucking stouts in the bottom of my glass.
Still rinse it. We do have a sink down here.
At this point, it doesn't matter. Oh. You know what? Yes, it does. I'm rinsing this glass. We'll be right back. All right, man. Our next beer is the coming out of Southern Tier Brewing Company. It's Finn and Matt's Extraordinary Ale. Got a very patriotic label. And this comes out of Southern Tier Brewing Company from Lakewood, New York. And it's just an extraordinary ale. Do you have any history on this spoon?
Looks pretty cool there. It's like the red, white, and blue. Got the stars.
Yeah, it's very patriotic.
And stuff like that.
Do you have any other history on this spoon?
Actually, it's funny that you ask me that, because I do. When Finn and Matt sat down to collaborate with their new beer, they knew that it had to be different if they were to call it extraordinary.
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 Let's sprinkle it with fairy dust and wave our magic wands.
Said Finn. You know, so whatever.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. What did you hear?
That was the gayest fucking beer description I've ever heard in my life.
All right, well, I'll finish with this then, okay?
Go for it, I guess.
Matt said no way. All right. He said, I don't know why he said, no way. It was probably more like,
no way. We've got to do better than that. This beer has to be better than any other one in the galaxy. Let's do some market research.
So, you know, the two strapped on their rocket packs. And,
wow.
What? Did you hear something?
No.
I'm just reading what it says.
Keep reading, brother.
All right. So the two strapped on their rocket pack packs and traveled into the intergalactic beer store, which I want to know where the hell that is. Probably a space station or something.
Yeah, I bet they're expensive.
And after sampling an array of beers from across the galaxy and everything, the duo hit on an idea, and
I've got it!
You know, exclaimed Matt.
We'll use the vast amounts of whole hops, the finest malts, and put a little more love in every batch. Eureka!
Shouted Finn, and thus it became a beer so fresh and tasty, the duo put their names on it.
Wow.
What's up?
That description was very weird.
Was it? I don't know.
And fruity and weird.
Fruity and weird. Oh, I don't know. Well, let's try this beer and we'll find out if it's fruity or not.
Mine's already open, brother. Crack yours open, man.
Okay.
I've been waiting impatiently to try the Finn and Matt's Extraordinary Ale. All right, this is an ale. That's basically all I know about this one.
You're supposed to drink this in like a lager glass or, you know,
it's got a
jig or some shit.
Bitter hoppy smell to it, dude.
Yeah, it's got a, it has basically like a thin white head to it. Let me see if we can get an aroma off this. Ooh, this actually smells a little citrusy. I like it.
Yeah, a little bit.
This could be pretty tasty. I give this thing a shot.
I hope this rocks, because
I'll
be chugging another one. I'll give it a shot.
I like this.
Yeah.
I'm actually satisfied with this beer.
Yeah, it's good, man.
Oh. Trying to see what kind of taste we got from this thing. It doesn't have that much malt in it, like some of the other beers.
Well, last one screamed. Yeah. Well, not the last one, but the Rogue screamed malt flavor. But this is a good balance, I think, between the malt and the hops.
That's definitely like
it's smooth.
It's very smooth. It has a very very light malty taste to it. It's not overly malted.
Malted.
Whatever you fucking homebrewers call it. I don't know. I'm still a rookie at this.
Yeah, you suck.
Yeah, so where'd you say this place was from?
They are out of Lakewood, New York.
Lakewood, okay. Southern Tier Brewing Company.
Yeah, I've tried a lot of their other beers. I like it. They're a good brewery.
If you want to visit their website, it is southerntierbrewing.com. Trippy, man. I am liking this beer. It is very smooth.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the Rogue. Spoon didn't, so
there's
this,
not much
this
of
is
an
my
after-
second beer of the evening I actually liked. There Spoon's isn't, first.
There isn't much like strong aftertaste to it.
Yeah, it's a smooth
it's
beer.
Leaving your palate, you
it's
know,
very enjoyable.
Fresh.
Yeah.
I don't know what other people think about this beer, but yeah, this is it's not too bad.
You know, I haven't heard too many reviews of this. I don't know too many people that had the Southern Tier.
I don't know how readily available it is, you know, past the East Coast that we live on here.
Yeah, I know it's readily available here, obviously, but
well, you know, it of course it doesn't have that very many bites in it. Bites. It doesn't have very much bite to it. There we
yeah,
go.
Right.
The
right.
beer's starting to hit me now.
It's very smooth.
Yes, it's. I mean, it only has 37 IBUs in it, so it's not going to be a
yeah,
very
it's not
bitter
overly
beer.
Better, right? It's good, man. I like
yeah,
it.
I'm like this.
I'm happy with the Finn and Matt's Extra Ordinary Ale. So anyway, man, we're going to finish this and get to the next beer. What do you
yes.
think?
Yeah, what the hell? Let's do that.
Cheers, man.
Just. Well, we're going to slam this, or?
I'm just going to cheers, you fuck.
Oh, yeah, if you want. Usually, when you have that look on your face, you want to you want to start slamming shit. My wife needs the TV fixed again.
Okay, Father Spoon is being replaced by right now by his wife Lushy.
Yes, I'm Sister Lushy.
Sister Lushy. Father Son, holy shit.
I know, and he will no longer be Father Spoon if he doesn't fix my Days of Our Lives episode.
Yeah, their PVR is taking a shit, and she needs a hubby spoon to go fix it.
Yes,
so, Father. We're getting her opinion on the Finn and Matt's Extraordinary Ale. Take a swig.
What is it?
It's beer.
No shit.
It's
sick puppies and rocket scientists.
I rock. It's Southern Tier Extraordinary Ale.
Well, first, it looks like pee, so it's half good to me.
It's good. Shut up and drink it.
Hey, listen, don't get smart, mister.
Go ahead. Take a swill. Tell us what you think. Get a woman's perspective on this beer.
It's actually not bad, but
yeah,
it
see?
Tastes like...
There you go.
Hold on. Has an aftertaste of...
Urine?
No.
Yeah, I actually thought it was good, so...
What are you doing on my headphones?
Hey, listen, bitch. Did you fix my soap opera digest?
Spoon's back. Yes, hey, wait, she didn't give her opinion on the beer. She said it tastes like, the aftertaste tastes like something, but she's not sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what it is.
I said urine, but she said no.
Yeah, right, yeah, seriously, you have to, like, right into that thing.
She's huffing the mic. I like it.
I know, because he was yelling at me. Oh, my God, my wife gets another talk.
We're professionals, man. Buck up to the mic.
Professionals at what?
Buck up to the mic.
Masturbating and drinking beer.
Well... Hello, sticky table and okay beer.
Just, what do you think of the beer? What's that aftertaste?
It's fine. I'm trying to think what the aftertaste is. It's kind of citrusy.
Yes, it is.
See, I'm not so stupid.
Lucky shot.
Oh, well, now that Sister Lushy is going back to Days of Our
Sister
Lives.
Sister Lushy, man, that's great.
Yes.
It should be Superior Mother.
I want to see you in a habit next time we do this.
You got it, ass.
Yeah, come on, I'm getting sober over here.
Well, come get your beer.
Not after you drank out of it. Wow, she just spit in fucking Father Spoon's beer.
I should be a smart ass and just drink it all.
You chug it. Chug, 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 chug.
Holy shit, she's chugging it.
Lushy be chugging Sister Spoon. I don't know whether you're like a religious nun or a lounge singer. I'm Sister Spoon. Sister Sledge, you've got Sister Spoon.
Sister Spoon.
What the fuck?
Jeez. Now that when you chug it, though, that aftertaste stays on the
oh,
roof
yeah,
of
you
your
chug
mouth,
it, like... and it hits you like a ton of bricks, man. Yeah, you chug a bad beer, you're going to hit that well, flavor hardcore.
That wasn't too bad, but when you chugged it, it was like I just drank some Pledge. Lemon Fred.
Oh, my God. I can't believe what I just heard sitting on the couch.
Dude, that was interesting.
You knew it when you knew what you got when you married me, honey.
I know.
Don't you have a soap to watch?
Yeah, don't you have a soap opera to watch? Oh, she's coming back over.
You want to know the best part about me? I look all sweet and innocent, and I cook and do dishes.
She's an evil bitch.
And in the meantime, I do things like this.
You licked my head.
She.
You licked my bald head.
She licked his. Less hair than your balls.
What we have for you now is our special treat for the evening.
Yeah, fucks.
It is a beer from the Great American Beer Festival 25th Anniversary Beverage.
From Boulder Brewing. Brewers Association presents the Great American Beer Festival 25th Year Beer. Limited edition single batch brew. If you can't get this where you're at, fuck you.
Well, actually, there's only a few states that this is available in.
Really?
Yeah, it's Colorado, Connecticut, obviously. Florida, Illinois. So our bitches over at the Beer Report should be able to get this.
Yeah, pony up, you fuck.
Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, and the very, very, very small state of Rhode Island.
Yeah, you can use
this. Yeah, but fuck Rhode Island. If there's anybody listening from Rhode Island,
fuck you.
Fuck you. I don't care. State, I'm not going to apologize.
What is it? It's not really a state?
It's not really a state. It's like a
speed. It's a location.
It's a speed bump on the way to Maine.
Yes, exactly. All right, I'm going to open mine.
Why did we let her come back down here?
I don't know.
All right, open yours and I'll open mine and we'll give us a sample.
She's a sick bitch. I like that.
Yes. Mrs. Sister Spoon, Leshy, is going to partake in this beverage also because she really wants to try this for whatever reason.
She's going to hate it.
Oh, she can mess with you. That's really
oh, she, yeah, she's definitely going to hate this. Because if it doesn't look like pee, she doesn't drink it.
After her nun story, she's welcome anytime. That was fucking great.
All right. Hand me the...
Oh, yeah. You got your own beer.
That's right. We have two of these.
Two bombers.
Here I'm drinking like a true redneck. A mason jar.
She wants to drink out of a fucking mason jar. This is
That's beautiful. A big fat mason jar, too.
Only a little bit.
I killed ants with that thing earlier.
Wow, good protein.
Anyway, this is the Great American Beer Festival. Like I said, the 25th year beer. Lushy or Sister Spoon is going to try the 25th anniversary beer with us.
Look at that.
Nice two head, you
fuck. Finger head.
We got three finger head.
That's.
We have to, now, I wish you would, actually.
We're going to have to get like a third mic in here so that we can get.
Yeah.
You know, definitely get her in here closer to the audio.
Some bitch commentary. I meant that with love.
Oh, yeah, I love this.
Kill
yeah.
yourself.
All right.
Why? So, killing you'd be more fun.
Yeah, a lot of people say that.
Then I wouldn't have a show.
Trust me. All right, let's try this goddamn all right. beer.
All right. Now we could do it, all three of us.
Oh, a triple clink.
A triple clink.
I love this beer.
The hops.
Yeah, it screams hops.
So
it
delicious.
Really does. What do you think?
Do you want to talk to
Sister
the
Spoon?
You're talking to the mic.
Oh, wait, I'm still thinking.
She's still thinking.
She just wants an excuse to have another drink.
Yeah, it reminds me of something.
Everything reminds you of something.
Exactly.
After just, you're ready for it, come over here to my mic so that everyone can hear you. I like this, though. It's extremely
hoppy.
Yeah,
I love this beer.
Very
this
good
is
beer.
A great fucking beer. Love it.
Oh,
it trumps pretty much everything we've had this evening, I'll tell
this
you that.
This is delicious. This is a phenomenal beverage.
It reminds me of an IPA. Doesn't really say what style
well,
it is.
It's a single batch brew.
Right.
Limited edition single batch brew.
But they never really say what style it's supposed to be, do they? There's a lot here.
I'm just
read.
Looking at the label right now.
Yeah. Trying to get some quick information. Rich Golden U, plenty of British pale malt.
Hey, you know what? This beer is on tap in Pittsburgh, though.
Really? Where?
Yeah, it's on tap at Sharper's Edge.
Sharper Edge, not Sharper's Edge.
What is, did I say Sharper's?
Yeah.
Oh, Sharp Edge, sorry.
Dude, drunk fuck.
Mad Mex and Fatheads.
It's a on that, really? Yeah. Mad Mex? Damn.
What is it, Sharp? Why the hell?
I don't know. You're
oh, you know
fucking
why?
Retarded.
That's you know why? Because when I looked it up on the website, it says Sharper's Edge. It's, well, it's got the apostrophe after it. Because these people don't know that it's Sharp Edge.
We rely on the internet for all of our information.
Yeah, Sharp this.
You know, I got the bottle in my hand and a glass board. I just drank out of the bottle.
Oh, God, that is a delicious beer.
I love
beer.
This beer, man. Your wife's on crack.
Usually. However, not today.
just not today.
No.
She's in between
it actually
meth brews.
It actually bad, but when you belch, it comes back at you.
I like this beer. It's a good
beer. Yeah, this fucking beer rocks, man. And for those of you that can't get this... Fuck you. We got it.
We can. And from the looks of the distribution,
It's only available in certain areas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so let us know, and, you know, we'll work out something. We'll maybe, you know, we'll work out a beer trade or something. We'll
yeah. I've had this argument in the past, dude. People have bitched at me for not liking one beer or another. It's not about that. It's about enjoying the beers you love.
And hanging out.
And hanging out and having a good time. And if you don't like a beer, we're cool with that.
That's perfectly fine. But you know what?
Lambic. All right, Spoon, what do you think? Are we going to finish these beers and end this fucking podcast? Or what do you think?
Yeah, we could do that. It's we can, you know, hang out afterwards, you know, drink some beers, watch some TV, whatever.
You got anything else to say, you fuck?
Just that you should check us out at shouldidrinkthat.com.
And check out our Google video. I have no fucking URL for that, do you?
Of course I do, because the URL is linked off of shouldidrinkthat.com.
And many other podcasts that are in the Beer Report.
So if you want to go in order. It was,
Big Foamy Head, Dude Night.
Good and beer show, good beer Jeffrey show, T.
Jeffrey motherfucking T.
Award winner right there. Was it 2 years in a row?
Yeah, 2 years in a row, man.
Yeah, so definitely check all those
check
out.
Check all of us out, man.
There's a group of us that have gotten
together. If you hate one of us, you'll love the other.
Well, there's a group of us that have gotten together, and we made short videos so that we can kind of promote our websites, promote our podcasts,
a little,
everything like that.
Half-hour commercial, if you will.
Yeah, so check us out. You know, if you don't like us, well, then why the hell are you listening to us this far? Yeah, whatever.
If you didn't like us, you'd probably cut this fucking episode off halfway through. So.
And most of us, we're all guys that, you know, we love craft beer.
Yeah.
And we like to hang out.
But we're us two are not snobs on the beer. If we hate it, we're going to tell you.
Let's find something good.
I don't really care about anybody.
All right. I'll tell you what. This is what we'll do. We'll toast beersafari.com.
Yeah, there you go.
Go to Beer Safari.
We'll be pimping.
Yeah, we're pimping beersafari.com. And check
out the website. It's a cornucopia of drunks. I mean, beer reviews.
Oh, that's beautiful. That right there brings a tear to my eye.
Cornucopia of drunks.
Cornucopia. Oh, it's, you know what? You can't get much better than that.
Yeah, cornucopia of drunks.
The website for it is BEERSAFARI, because some of you people can't spell. In fact, go to shouldidrinkthat.com, and we're going to have a link to that, too.
Yeah, fuck.
What they do is it's basically a collection of all of our podcasts and other beer podcasts, beer casts.
The good ones.
Yeah, it's a chance for you to go out there and see what we're all about and, you know, check out everyone's shows. It's really good if you don't have iTunes, because it's like a nice, good little cornucopia
of drunkenness.
And there is a drop down. And there's a drop down if you want to pick certain podcasts you want to listen to. They have Big Foamy Head, The Beer Report, Dude Night, Pacific Brew News, Good Beer Show, Basic Brewing Radio, and at the very bottom of the list, Should I Drink That
.com.
Yes, that's right.
How the fuck are we at the bottom?
Have you listened to our show?
Yeah, especially after this episode.
Yeah.
We're probably the last on the list.
There's no reason for that, but you know
Holy
what?
Holy Christ.
We get a couple people listening to us.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. We have fun. If you want to listen to some dudes drinking some kick-ass craft beers and having a good time, we be it.
ShouldIDrinkThat.com and Father Spoon and Sick Puppy are not responsible for for the minutes of your life that we have just sucked away by having you listen to our podcast. You cannot sue us, you slimy little bitches.
Why are you listening to us? You could be getting laid right now.
Yeah, you know what? We're really looking for some feedback from you guys.
Need a date.
Yeah, he needs a date, and I'm more curious on feedback from you guys. You know, just email us. Let us know, you know, what you think of the show, what we can do to improve it.
We're fucking idiots.
Yeah, if you don't like the show and you just want to blast
us, if you send us improvements, I will probably laugh at you.
Yeah, he'll laugh at you, but I won't, because I take you serious.
You'd kill yourself.
That's why I'm here.
Oh, fucks.
Please do leave us a voicemail message. On our voicemail system, it's a very cool way for you to interact with us. And
we get verbal fucking slammage.
Yeah, you know, we don't care. We'll keep it up there. If you guys,
we love the hate. We love the love.
Go ahead and say, you know, you guys fucking suck. I hate you guys. Blah, blah, blah. Go right ahead. We don't care.
You can even talk dirty to us or whatever. Well, if you're a dude and talking dirty to us, I'm probably gonna delete it. Yeah. Anyway. We're going to finish this beer.
We're going to toast it to Beer Safari.
This is the Great American Beer Festival 25th year beer. I don't know how many times I've probably said that. About 12. But fuck, is it good.
Dude, I just poured another two-finger head.
Yeah, he did, man.
Check that shit out.
Have to own up, man.
You know what? I think I have the power of the chud in me.
Kill yourself.
You seem a little lost. Look at that. You know what? I think Sick Puppy just taught me with pouring.
I got a three-finger head.
That's not even three. That's like two and a half.
Two and a half.
That is the most beautiful pint of beer.
That's the most beautiful head he's ever gotten.
That's on yours, so it's not anything I've got.
Dickhead. All right, we're drunk. We're going to end this podcast.
He's drunk.
We're going to finish these fucking beers and end this. And
you know what I have in the freezer?
What do you got?
Jägermeister from Sweden.
I thought you finished that, you fuck.
Imported from Germany. No, I still have a bottle left.
No, we're done tonight, man.
Oh, dude, we're getting wrecked.
The night is young. We have fresh breath.
It's only like 10 o'clock in the evening, so guess what?
Dude, let's fuck you. Let's finish this podcast, and now I want the Jäger.
We can do that. Plus, we have plenty of barbecue chicken still left to eat. We've been munching off and on, and it is delicious. Recipe will be posted on shouldidrinkthat.com.
Should. Here's to Beer Safari and Bob's Barbecue and Beer.
And anybody else out there who likes to make barbecue like a big foamy head,
kill yourself. All right, man. We out. This is Sick Puppy.
This is Father Spoon.
Oh, that is delicious. We're going to keep drinking and let this podcast episode finish.
Finally, after 20 hours of recording.
Yeah. All right, we out, man.
Later.
Later.